Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Willpower Doesn't Work by Benjamin P. Hardy, challenges the popular idea that success is mainly a matter of inner grit and personal discipline. Instead, Hardy argues that relying on willpower is unreliable because it is finite, sensitive to stress, and easily depleted by the constant demands of modern life. The book reframes self-improvement around a different lever, designing your environment so that the right behaviors become the default and the wrong behaviors become harder to access. Drawing on behavioral science, practical examples, and a coaching-oriented voice, Hardy encourages readers to shift from fighting themselves to shaping the conditions around them, including relationships, commitments, cues, and identity-based choices. The central promise is not effortless living, but a more consistent way to move toward meaningful goals without constant internal struggle. For readers tired of motivational cycles that fade, the book offers a pragmatic framework for changing outcomes by changing inputs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why willpower is an unstable strategy. A core message of the book is that willpower is a poor foundation for lasting change because it behaves like a limited resource rather than a dependable trait. Hardy positions willpower as something people lean on when systems are missing. You use it to resist temptation, push through fatigue, or override habits. The problem is that daily life constantly drains attention and self-control through decisions, stress, and emotional friction. When your energy drops, the behaviors you wanted to avoid become more appealing, and the behaviors you wanted to do feel heavier. The book also highlights how modern environments are engineered for distraction and instant reward, which makes pure self-control a losing battle over time. Rather than treating lapses as moral failures, Hardy reframes them as predictable outcomes of poor design. This perspective changes the question from why am I so undisciplined to what conditions are repeatedly pulling me off course. By recognizing willpower limits, readers can stop depending on heroic effort and start building structures that carry them when motivation is low. Secondly, environment design as the real driver of behavior. Hardy emphasizes that behavior is heavily shaped by what surrounds you: physical spaces, digital inputs, social circles, and default routines. The book argues that the most successful people are not necessarily those with superhuman discipline, but those who intentionally arrange their environment to make desired actions easy and undesired actions inconvenient. This can mean removing cues that trigger bad habits, adding cues that prompt good habits, and simplifying the path to the behavior you want. The idea extends beyond your home or office to the invisible environment of your phone, notifications, and media diet. Hardy also stresses that environment includes the expectations and norms of the people around you. If your closest relationships normalize distraction, unhealthy consumption, or pessimism, your goals fight an uphill battle. Conversely, when you spend time with people whose default is growth and responsibility, your own standards rise. The takeaway is practical: you do not need more inspiration, you need fewer traps and more helpful defaults. Design beats effort because design operates every day, even when you are tired. Thirdly, identity, standards, and the power of commitment. Another major theme is that lasting change is tied to identity and the standards you adopt, not just to goals you set. Hardy encourages readers to think in terms of who they are becoming and what that person does consistently. When identity is clear, decisions become simpler because you are choosing in alignment with a self-concept rather than negotiating with yourself each time. The book also highlights commitment devices, deliberate choices that lock in future behavior by raising the cost of quitting or by making the next action obvious. Examples can include public commitments, financial stakes, accountability structures, and scheduled obligations that reduce the chance of backing out. Hardy frames this as a way to bypass moment-to-moment willpower battles by deciding once and letting the environment enforce the decision. Over time, these commitments create evidence of a new identity, which further strengthens consistency. The practical insight is that you can engineer follow-through by building a life where your standards are supported by structure. Instead of trying to feel motivated daily, you create conditions where the motivated version of you is the one that keeps showing up. Fourthly, designing habits through cues, friction, and replacement. Hardy treats habits as predictable loops influenced by cues and rewards, and he focuses on manipulating friction to make the right behaviors easier to start and easier to repeat. Rather than attempting to erase a habit through sheer resistance, the book encourages replacing it with a better alternative while changing the triggers that set the loop in motion. Readers are prompted to identify the moments and contexts that reliably produce unwanted behavior, such as certain times of day, emotional states, or online patterns. Then they can remove or reduce the triggers, add barriers to access, and place the desired behavior directly in the path of the cue. For instance, you might reconfigure a workspace so deep work is the default, or make unhealthy options less available while preparing healthier choices in advance. Artie also points to the importance of recovery, sleep, and energy management, because depleted energy increases the appeal of short-term rewards. The emphasis stays practical and iterative. Adjust the system, observe outcomes, and refine. The overall method helps readers stop treating habits as personal flaws and start treating them as design problems with solvable inputs. Lastly, building a supportive social and professional ecosystem. The book extends environment beyond objects and routines to the social ecosystem that shapes expectations, identity, and behavior. Hardy argues that relationships are among the strongest influences on what you consider normal, possible, and worth pursuing. If you want to change outcomes, you may need to change the inputs of who has access to your time, attention, and emotional bandwidth. This does not necessarily mean cutting people off, but it does mean being intentional about proximity, boundaries, and the voices you prioritize. Hardy also encourages seeking mentors, communities, and professional networks that reflect the future you want, because those groups provide models, feedback, and accountability. In a work context, he highlights the value of structuring projects, deadlines, and collaboration, so progress is easier to sustain than procrastination. The book frames social design as a shortcut to personal growth. When your environment includes people who reinforce your goals, you waste less energy defending them. A supportive ecosystem reduces decision fatigue by aligning your daily interactions with your desired direction. Over time, the right network becomes a multiplier, helping you stay consistent without relying on constant internal struggle. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel stuck in cycles of motivation and relapse, including entrepreneurs, busy professionals, students, and anyone trying to build better habits under stress. It is also valuable for coaches, managers, and parents who want to help others change behavior without relying on guilt or constant reminders. The main benefit is practical. It shifts you from self-blame to system building. By focusing on environment design, identity-aligned commitments, and social influence, the book helps readers create routines that hold up when life gets chaotic. That can improve productivity, health, and relationships because you spend less time fighting impulses and more time acting on priorities. Compared to many self-help titles that emphasize mindset and grit alone, Hardy offers a more structural approach that can produce faster and more consistent results. The strategies can be applied in small steps, like adjusting your workspace or phone settings, and also in big decisions, like choosing communities and commitments that reinforce your goals. For readers tired of relying on willpower, it is worth buying because it replaces vague encouragement with an actionable framework for making success the default. If you would like to support Benjamin P. Hardy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.